Newmarket sixth grader Keaton Hamilton received a standing ovation when he delivered his essay on peace at the United Nations with Lions International. The 12-year-old won the Lions International Peace Essay Contest. The annual contest was created to give young people with visual impairments an opportunity to express their feelings about peace. Local Lions clubs work with schools to identify kids who can participate. Hamilton was sponsored in the contest by the Newmarket Lions Club. He has been low vision all his life. His essay, called Friends as Leaders, challenges people to imagine they are a new grade 5 student, struggling to see and being picked on. He paints a scenario where a fellow student stands up for you and said, "We all know the feeling of being looked out for, and having friends to fall back on. Knowing that someone has your back while accomplishing any difficult task and achieving goals is one of those shiny diamonds in life." The theme of this year's contest was Lead with Compassion, which is what Hamilton's essay encourages others to do. We all play a role in ensuring that our peers feel welcome and safe in learning environments, groups and while alone, he wrote. And remember, there's no harm in reaching out for help. A good person would respond and you can look out for each other. That is what friends would do, and that's what leading with compassion is all about. As the winner, Hamilton received $5,000 US and was invited to Lions Day at the United Nations on March 3. There, he shared his essay and received a standing ovation. Young people experience the world in a unique way, and the Lions International Peace Essay Contest empowers participants to show us what can happen when we lead with compassion, said Lions International President Brian Sheehan. We can all learn something from Keaton and answer the call to promote and spread peace. This is not the first time the Newmarket student has been recognized internationally. Last year he was a finalist in the Braille Challenge, making it to the top 50 in North America. He was one of four Canadians who made it to the finals. "I try to take advantage of opportunities in school, sports, activities and writing," Hamilton said. He said he wants to be an astronomer and create more opportunities for visually impaired people in the world and in outer space.